We got a few minutes. Our next group needs to begin circling up here. There's about, should be four or five of them. One of the things I would like to take this moment to bring to your attention is when we were doing the planning committee, there was a couple of things that you've clearly seen this afternoon. One was that water and electricity were going to be really, really important if the state was going to continue to grow by 1,500 people every day indefinitely. And so we felt that the topics that we were picking and the subjects that we were having people speak on would be useful overall in the land use area, because when you go back to your cities and your private developers, you'll be a little better informed to be able to tell them that, look, here's some of the things that, you know, are coming your way. Here's some tools that these speakers have brought to our attention so that hopefully you're better prepared to serve your clients. Now, do we have, we have speakers coming this way. That's good. Makes me feel a lot more at ease. Come on up. Because I'm about to say something else that the group is going to like a whole lot. This is the last topic for the day. In or out, how cities and developers navigate the ETJ. Always a matter of concern to this group. Rob Killen is going to, he will moderate this. He represents property owners, developers, and businesses on issues including zoning, subdivision, platting, restrictive covenants, municipal ordinances, development agreements, and vested rights. He is a founding member of Killen, Griffin, and Fairmont. Our next one is Paul Basildua.
Very good.
All right. Well, Paul was born and raised in San Antonio. And in December of 2019, Paul started his own company, Versaterra Development, a full-service land development company. Next, we have Allison Bastian Rodriguez. Did I get that right? Okay. She's a partner in the law firm of Denton, Navarro, Rodriguez, Bernal, Santee, and Zeck. Prior to joining that law firm, she was an assistant, then deputy city attorney with the city of Brownsville. We also have Randall Scott Dixon. There he goes. He's the city administrator of the city of Castroville, Texas, where he has served in that capacity since January 13th of 2021. And he's been in city management, and he's a proud alumnus of the University of North Texas in Denton, which is my father's alma mater. So there you go. We also have James Griffin. He has over 12 years of experience in land use and municipal law. And James has been selected by the Thomson Reuters Texas Monthly as a super lawyer, rising star in land use zoning law every year since 2014. I turn it over to you guys.
Thank you very much for the few people that are still left here. I remember I walked in this morning. This place was elbow to elbow. There was not a seat available. And we just had 3 hours of doom and gloom about utilities in Texas. So bad news is this is actually your longest session of the day. The good news is this is your last session of the day, and the reception's right after this. So when we stop talking, you can start drinking, right? So we're going to try and keep this interesting and lively and optimistic. We're going to be talking about annexation and ETJ and issues like that. So I am Rob Killen with Killen, Griffin, and Fairmont. We do land use and economic development. We represent developers, and we've got a stellar panel. These guys are rock stars, and they're going to keep things lively as we go. We're going to go quick. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about really win-wins for developers and cities and ETJ development. Annexation. You know, it's interesting, we're talking about annexation. Charlie Zeck and I were on a panel